ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Welcome to church this morning. We're so grateful. We're winding down on this year, but I just want you to please still understand, God ends each year, He crowns each year with His goodness. The goodness of the Lord sustains us. The goodness of the Lord provides for us. The goodness of the Lord preserves us. And with utmost regard and respect for those who have passed in the course of this year, we thank God that we are still alive. It is of the Lord's mercies. We thank God. And I want your heart to be full of that thanksgiving. Let me read some couple of Psalms to you before we started preaching. Psalm 67. I will come back to 65. Let's read Psalm 67 first. It said, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Merciful to us, then bless us. He is merciful to us. And Ephesians 1:3 says, He has blessed us. But you know, each time you read a verse of the scripture and it says Selah simply means do a little pause. Think on this. Pause a little. God has been merciful to us. God has been merciful to us. God has been merciful to us. I was discussing with a businessman yesterday. He doesn't live here, but he has businesses in Nigeria. And he was sharing with me. I was like, how? He's 2020. It's a great year. He said, first of all, I am grateful to God. He said, I've been to Nigeria in the course of the pandemic about 5 times. And he said, each time, I do COVID test here, I do it the other side, I've tested negative. He said, in the midst of it, my business has also thrived. He said, but unfortunately, some of my friends didn't make it through this year. They passed. I mean, he said, my business friends say I can count on my finger 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he said, first, I am grateful. So God is merciful to us. And then He blessed us. Good health. Going in, preservation, going in and coming out. So He blessed us. And then He caused His face. That face is like His countenance. I mean, people have preached around it. They say, when God turns to you, it is your turn. But you see, His eyes watches over us. So He caused His face to shine upon us. And we just have to take a little pause. This is the last week. This time next Sunday, we'll be in 2021. He said, verse 2, let's read. We are going all through the 7 verses. He said, that your way. A lot of the time we focus on the acts. And so somebody may be taking a stop for this year and just maybe realizes disappointment, losses, inadequacies, or shortfalls here and there. But no, he said His way is greater than His acts. For Moses, he said, it caused me to know His way. But for the general populace, it's His acts. That's what we call miracles. But hey, He said, that's your way. So there is the way of God. may be known on earth. We are in the world. But when you read the word heart, it means heaven, here on the where we are in this terrestrial plane, and all that. So God's way runs through the whole heart. Is salvation among all nations. The word nations there means ethnos. He said, let the people, if you understand that way, the people will praise him. I'm not sure, you know, when I read this, peoples, we don't use that in English sentences. But God understands what he's saying. Psalm 24 says, the heart is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Fullness, the people and everyone who dwells in it. So the Bible says, peoples praise you, O God. Let the peoples praise you of every tongue, of every kindred. It says, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations of the earth. Selah. He said, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. When that posture is taken in the way of God, then the heart shall yield or increase. Psalm 22 verse 3 talks about it. God doesn't inhabit in the complaints of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. He said, then the heart shall yield or increase. God. Not just God. A lot of people know him as God. But he said, our own God. Our own God. For those who know his way, he becomes dear God. In Isaiah 24, Isaiah 25, it talks about the veil covering the heart of the people. And there seems to be, it was like a closed veil. And things were difficult, but he said, the people who know him, he said, they will say, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he has come true for us. He said, when we know the way of God, the heart will yield and increase. God, our own God, will bless us. Verse 7. Say, God shall bless us, and all the hands of the heart shall fear him. Can we go to 65 now? Psalm 65. We read the whole verse. Psalm 65. He said, praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion. And to you the vow shall be performed. To you the vow shall be performed. We only owe God our praise. We only owe God our gratefulness, our thankfulness. Why? He said, all you hear prayers. David made the description in some other places. Some people have gods. Their gods have eyes, but their gods can't see. Their gods have mouth, but their God can't speak. Their gods have ear, but their gods can't hear. But you, the living God that you and I serve, he hears prayers. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 talks about him. It says, unto him, he said, you who answers prayer, to you shall all flesh come. He said, call unto me, I will answer you and show you. So in the place of prayer, he answers us, and then he shows us great and mighty things that we do not know. So let's go back to Psalm 67. It said, praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion. Ho, you hear prayer. You shall all flesh come. Iniquities, which is what happens in our world, has prevailed against us. Transgression, sometimes we miss it. He said, but you provide, whichever way, God provide atonement for them. Verse 4, blessed is the man. Blessed. It means empowered to prosper spiritually. That's what the word blessed means. Empowered to prosper spiritually is the man you chose, or you choose, and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts or in your presence, and we will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. Verse 5, it says, by awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence. not the disappointer, if there is any English word like that. God doesn't abandon us. He doesn't disappoint us. Those who put their trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. We are like a city set upon the hills. Our lives cannot be hidden. We are hid in Christ and Christ in God. So, God is the confidence. He has taken us through this year. Despite all the happenings, He is our confidence. He is our strength. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is our very present help in times of trouble. Those are the things we discover in the ways of God. He said, "And of the far off seas." Verse 6. He said, "He is the one who established the mountains by his strength and is clothed with power." Verse 7. He said, "He's the one who stilled the noise of the seas." There are noises this year. Coronavirus, pandemic. I was at a gathering in the course of last week. And they said the most searched word on Google that has in all the years was found in 2020, and there's the word why. That people, and so that tells you the state of mind. Why? That's the most searched word on Google. And it has never, the record this year was jaw-breaking. Why? Why am I sick? Why is coronavirus? Why? So it also tells us that people are searching. They are searching for reason. They are searching for meaning. But God is the one who has the capacity to still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the turmoils of the people. Verse 8. They also who dwell in the farthest part are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the heart and water it. We were just discussing in the country, in the office before we came into the service. There's just something strategic about Nigeria as a nation. Even to all of us in this room, I'm sure if I take the census, everybody wants us to split and go away. But hey, the overriding purpose of God is what is standing in this nation. And I have a very good description for it. It's like what we have at the moment. It's like you have a fish, a big fish, and the whole body is seasoned and it looks so luscious. But you move closer and then the whole head is filled with maggots. Even if you are hungry, the sight that the head is rotting, just dissolves your appetite for that fish. And that looks like the description of our nation. But in the midst of it, God has a plan. The most populous nation or black nation, whether black or green or Caucasian, 220 million, we don't understand the census. So it's estimated. And so in that discussion, I was looking at it. This is a nation every nation in the world reckons with. I'm not sure anybody is producing anywhere in the world that won't consider Nigeria market. So I was just looking at it. We may not have gotten our hearts right. But hey, United Kingdom, 64 million people. South Africa, 57 million. Can you see? So if we will overrun Ghana, if 20 million, we just migrate to Ghana. We just disappear into the Atlantic Ocean. So God has a plan. And There is something, because I'm encouraging our hearts towards next year. God visits the heart. And then he doesn't just visit, he waters it. He waters it. In the midst of our challenges, my wife was mentioning something in the last 3 days. I think she's been doing some things on Instagram. And she was telling me yesterday that, hey, Nigerians are doing so much. I said, yes. In the midst of our challenges, people are starting and running businesses. In the midst of our challenges, people are using their businesses, their network, their relationship to help other Nigerians. We may not just have behaved like the government who just put on everything on the media. And she was mentioning about a young girl who actually raised money for people who lost their businesses during the NSAS process. And people were committed to giving into that pause. So Nigeria is a blessed nation. God's visitation is upon this nation. He said, you greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for you so have prepared it. You water his ridges abundantly. So, you know that David was writing from an agrarian culture. So, you can replace these things, ridges and all that, to signify businesses, career. He said, you make it soft with showers and you bless it with growth. And then you crown the year with your goodness, and our paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of businesses, of concern, of career paths, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. That is our God. Psalm 46 in the Passion Translation, TPT, Psalm 46. Psalm 46. God, you are such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You are a proven help in the time of trouble. How many of us during our growing up years, up to now, you've gotten into trouble? I have many times. And I'm not sure I will still not get into any trouble. But God is such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. It's a proven help in the time of trouble. More than enough and always available. Whenever I need him, I can call on MTN. I said, the person you are trying to call is currently switched off. And I call again the next minute. And the call pulls through. But God's line just pulls through everyone. And the truth about his own line is that many people, 6.7 billion people are calling that line, directly or indirectly, at the same time. And he's answering us. He said, we will never fear. Even if every structure of support were to crumble away, we will not fear. Even when the heart quakes and shakes and moving mountains and casting them into the sea. Verse 3. Let's go. For the raging roar of the stormy wind and the crashing waves cannot erode our faith in him. That seller again, pause in his presence. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. His river flows right through the city of God, Most High, into his holy dwelling places. God is in the midst of his city, which is, we are the city of God. We are the temple of God. It says, secure and never shaking. At daybreak, his help will be seen with the appearing of the dawn. When the nations are in uproar, which we are at the moment, with their tottering kingdoms. So, BBC News, some 3 weeks ago, the health minister says, we have conquered the monster called Corona. 1.5 weeks ago, he said, we thought we had. He said, but the truth is that the new wave that has come is even more dangerous than what we thought we'd conquer. But kingdoms are failing, but God simply raises his voice and the heart begins to disintegrate before him. Here he comes, the commander, the mighty Lord of angels, I mean, is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. Selah, pause in his presence. Everyone, look. Come and see the breathtaking wonders of our God, for he brings both ruin and revival. He's the one who makes conflict and enter throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon of war. Surrender your anxiety. Be silent and stop your striving. And you will see that I am God. For I am the God above all the nations. And I'll be exalted throughout the whole earth. We sang about that today. Here he stands, the commander, the Hamin, the Lord of angels, Hamin, is on our side. The God of Jacob, fight for us. Selah, pause in his presence. Praise God. So 2020 is winding down. But much can still be happening by our God. So 2021 is set for us to experience revival. And what we get out of that year is dependent on where you and I choose to stand with God. We choose by an act of our will for a revival experience. So we are moving from divine perfection into revival. Another word for revival is restoration. Another word for revival is awakening. Another word for revival is to make alive again. Another word for revival is double restoration. So, something that needs revival means it has been in existence. So, there is a renewed strength. There is a renewed vigor. So, when someone is revived, renew strength to their fortune, to their well-being. 2020 has been that great year, awesome year. But I hear by the word of the Lord, that is going to be a year that for every shame that has been experienced this year, it will be for double honor. But what this message is addressing this morning is the need for you and I to prepare our hearts before the Lord. In Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, or 1 to 3, Hosea or Hosea. I said chapter 6, my brother or my sister, whoever is on that console. Say, come and let us return to the Lord. Things have torn us, but he will heal us. Things have stricken us, but he will bind us up. Said, after 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will not only revive us, he will raise us up. He will not only raise us up, he will watch over us that we will live in his sight. He said, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. And he will come to us. There's a song like that by songwriter. You will come. Let your glory fall as we respond to us. Spirit reign. Pour into our thirsty heart again. So, as 2021 unfold as we close down the curtain on 2020, please, there is, I mean, let me also say this. I said this in the first service. It's us who live within the calendar years. What God leaves it is an agenda. We are the one who are limited by calendars. And for us to know the brokenness of this calendar, by the time we are shouting Happy New Year, some people are already afternoon into the new year somewhere else. So, but what am I saying? As we prepare for next year, please let your heart, a lot of the time, people generally wait for what God wants to do in their lives. But hey, take a step, the ways of God. You will say, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So, let your heart respond. Proverbs 16 verse 1. Proverbs 16 verse 1. It's a very great scripture. It said the preparations of the heart. So, there is a dimension when you're working with God. There is a dimension that you need to attend. And that dimension is preparing your heart. The preparations of the heart belongs to man. It doesn't belong to God. God is forever faithful, is consistent with his word. We have the variables. For mathematicians, they understand that. For scientists, they understand that, what variables does. But the preparation of the heart belongs to man. The answer of the tongue. The answer of the tongue. So, prepare to meet God. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart in your walk with him. Ephesians 3:20, no matter how you prepare, God is still able to do exceedingly and abundantly, but you need to prepare. You need to prepare your heart. You need to let your heart be able to comprehend increase, comprehend expansion. You need your eyes to see things differently. Hey, darkness has covered the earth. There's probably nothing you can do about it. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, wickedness has increased and will still increase. But he says in the B part of Daniel 11, 32, those who know their God, that's first level. He said, second level, they shall be strong. And then they shall do. They shall do. I understand in the original text, that's how it is written. They shall do. So you fill in the gap. So the translator says exploit. So you fill the gap. What you want to do. The heart is covered in darkness. We cannot be part of the problems. People need Jesus. People need Jesus. And Jesus made the heart declaration. As long as we are in the world, we are the light of the world. Your life, my life, we are like a city set upon the hill. We cannot be hidden. So, we know God. We know his way. We can't even play like we know him. No, you have to know him. Because the Bible says, in the last days, one of the signs that tells us that we are in the last days is a difficult time for people to bear. Difficult times. Difficult times. And if you ask me, things are challenging for many people at the moment. Those are just the signs that truly we are in the last days. Truly, the things that used to work are beginning to defy even economy predictions. So, but he said, those who know their God. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, he said, those who fear my name. He said, the Son of righteousness shall arise with wheelings. So, we have come to that season. It's not just another calendar year, but it's another calendar year with an agenda. God has an agenda. And his agenda is that men should come to the saving knowledge. His agenda is that those who are light bearers to shine it in the midst of the darkness. His agenda is the whole heart. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. The whole heart must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, even as the water covers the sea. Wickedness. Last week, this week, was it on either Wednesday or Thursday night? So that you can understand this thing. But because we are beginning to get used to these things, so it doesn't make sense to many of us anymore. We just regard it as another number. So I was walking at one end, actually on our dining table, and then Channel's news was on. And then I just had a passenger bus, 17 people. You know, 17 people died in an accident. And then in the course of the news, one copper died. And then another 11 people, I just made a mental calculation. Less than 50 people. And those were the ones that were reported. So, evil has increased. As we're speaking now, I'm sure. I'm so sure. That somebody somewhere have lost their lives since we woke up this morning. And the truth is that most of these things are not the devil. Number one, failed infrastructures. And now, of course, ignorance. Of course, the culture of the people. But please, let's become sensitive, aware to these things. We have a responsibility. That's why you and I are still alive. And we have to fulfill this responsibility. God will help us as we respond to him. In Jesus' name. So, that word revival is the same root word restore. A strong desire. And see, please, as we prepare for 2021, understand, revival doesn't just happen in isolation. It actually happens when people are committed in preparation of heart and they are ready to sow the seed of prayers. Because when we do, God manifests himself to establish restoration. God manifests himself. We see change, not only in our lives, but in the lives of our community, of our nation. The darkness that is slipping in, the light of God shines. And I can say this under God. God has that capacity to shine, to pierce through any form of darkness. That's why he said, if my people, and you know that's the thing. A lot of them go, God intervene. Intervene in what? We are here. So we are supposed to take the place on his behalf. He cannot do anything here except someone dare to ask him, except somewhere and dare to take the burden. So as you prepare for 2021, I've encouraged. There is what helps us to plan, for example, for every calendar year. We call them goals. We call them goal setting. And therefore, because we are people in the city, we understand it. You probably have read it up. You've been to seminar. They say set smart goals. All those things are okay. But I'm saying for us to really allow the goals to become smart, please, maybe you should set the one for 2021 with a different perspective of saying, God, what will you have me do? And then those areas, rather than say, this is my goal for this year, I want to build a house. I want to buy a car. I want to travel. I want to, you know, all those things that we all say, which is not bad. But I believe in my heart. Someone who said their goals like this. Number one, God, what will you have me do in my walk with you? So your word says I should grow in grace and the knowledge. So number one area, concentration, because man is essentially spirit. He possesses his soul and lives in the body. So why not ask God questions? Don't wait till the 31st. The year begins now. As a matter of fact, the testimony of 2021 for us is that 2021 was a good year. Some people haven't gotten it, but it's okay. You'll get it. It was a good year. Because the people, general people, they are looking forward to something 0.01. And then they change, the calendar change. Happy New Year. That for them is the new year. But hey, some of us were already. So it was a good year for us. Because we walked through the year with God instructing us. So, areas to be considered. Your walk with God. Your walk with God. Your walk with God. 2 Peter 3:18 said, grow in grace. And you need to grow because darkness covers. You need to shine. Your growth must be beyond Darapin. Sunday. Or Wednesday. No, you must grow. You must know God yourself. For some of us, God must transcend from the people pastor or evangelist or prophet talks about. He must become real. He said, our God. Our God. So you must say, my God. How to hear him? How that hearing ability will help you to make decisions. Decision about your career, decision about your family, decision about the business or whatever he has committed into your hands. So your walk with God. And you know, like I said, all these things will involve prayers. The minimum you can do is 1 hour daily. But maybe I should push you further. Tighten your day in prayers. It means 2 hours, 40 minutes. So just like you said, the regular goals. So how do I achieve this 2 hours, 40 minutes? I'm even saying the best you can do is to, Jesus said, can't you do 1 hour? So let's even assume you want to do 1 hour. You need to make adjustment. 15 minutes divided into how many places? 4 places. How does your day run? You need to look at it. It also means in doing that, you have to shed off TV in some instances because there are many distractions. You have to shut off maybe social media, as it were. There are many distractions. So asking God or the Holy Spirit on the inside of you such questions, it will help you. So your walk with God. Secondly, your family. Your family. God, how do I become a better father? I think it's better than just having a vague goal. How do I become a better wife? How do I become a better husband? How do I become a better member of a family unit? How do I become a better sibling to my other siblings? I think that will help us a little bit. Rather than say, God should come and do everything for us. And then number three, your relationships. Your relationships. How do I become better with myself? I said in the first service, you're looking for a husband, you're looking for a wife. If you're not in love with yourself, you can't be in love with the other person. In business, if you don't have good relationship with yourself, you may not be able to have good relationship with your customers or clients, as it were. So, what will you have me do? I encourage, if you run a business, review the year, the current year. How have we fared? Have we lost any customer? The ones we have lost, what happened? Lord, how can I restore this relationship? And he can instruct you, oh, place a call, or do this email, do that email. I think setting goals for us to achieve we get it better. Your career part is another area. So your work with God, your family, to be a better father, husband, wife, mother, sibling, your relationship with yourself, with other people, your career part. A lot of the time people pray for promotion, but maybe you should do it this way, this year. What can I do to improve myself professionally? Your professional confidence. And he may instruct you, do this course, do that course, don't do this, don't do that. I'm looking forward to doing a new course. I finished 2 years diploma program. So, it's helping my work. It's still going to help it further. So, promotion, when it comes to you, I mean, if God instructs you to write a professional exam, it might be June 2021, after you have finished, there is an open space, opportunity in your office. And they say, oh, this is who we are looking for. And because you have already listened, it may even be end of the year. It crowns that year for you. Because this is the qualification we are looking for, you're just fitting into that role. It may even be God, Holy Spirit, will instruct your heart to do something that you are not even maybe privy to at this moment. And it may be something that you will need in 2023. That's what I'm saying. So I think we will get things better done that way. Rather than just saying, praying the prayer, God promote me this 2021. I think that, or it may be, join this association. Become active here. All these things are preparing us for the greater opportunity. If you run a business, your enterprise, do a stock. Do a stock. How did we fare? What are the opportunities? What are the challenges? How can we do things better to accommodate growth? And then the Holy Spirit, because he's our teacher, he begins to say, oh, do this, do that. Have this as a flavor to your business. I think that will help us to be able to measure these goals that we probably set. And that's why many people have said, oh, maybe yearly resolution doesn't work. It's because there are no... And sometimes those goals are just something that people can achieve within their own strength. But if you work with God, you will find out that some of it you can't even achieve with your own strength. You have to depend on him. And as you depend on him, it comes true for us. He instructs us. Number six area, your church. Your church. I mean, just like it happened in the physical or natural family, you also have a spiritual family. You have. Your role in your natural family is as important as your role in your spiritual family. You build up your natural family. And peradventure, I don't know why I'm saying this, if anyone has been tagged the black sheep of the family, if you are setting a goal, you will need to ask God, how can I become the good sheep? And he tells you how to walk within that family setting. Right? We need to build our families up. Natural family, and then spiritual family. Your church. Generally, your giving. Your giving. Your giving. One of the things that I've realized is that the world is becoming inclusive. Everybody think about themselves. But there are many things. Your giving. I mean, we reach out into our community this Christmas, our Lucius community, and it was as if Jesus just visited the community. The truth is that what we did, in a small measure, but also, let's think about it. What can we do to affect people around our kingdom project? It doesn't have to be in your local church again. Don't forget that one of the things God is planning to do with us in this new decade is financial stewardship baton being handed over to people. So we need to look at that. A lot of the time, we probably don't set goals. Number seven area, your relevance in the society, larger society. Your relevance. Where do you want to volunteer? Life is not about us. Where? I mean, maybe you ask God, your professional part, your professional competence, how can I put it into use? An idea may just run in your heart. One of our ministers is not here in church service today. In his own back home village, they used to reach out, because in that part, he said in between his village and the major city, you have these lepers who just swarm the road. So every Christmas they go for outreach and they go for crusades. So what can we do in the larger society? I mean, what can we do? It's obvious with the way things are. Our leadership at the moment, they don't have agenda. So they are waiting for you and I to talk, so they respond to it. That's the daily agenda. So we need to help them. And I know that Nigerians are good at that. There are many things we do to help people resolve economic problems, social problems. Number 8, your health. Your health. It's also very important. Consider it. Stress. With all this darkness comes stress. I mean, I can't understand it. I read it before coming in. I just read it. Todd Mellon's bridge is, we know that it's for the benefit of people. But why must it always be that things inconvenient people? Lagos Ibadan Expressway will be shut down too. For about 2 days. So, what is the alternative provision? All these things bring stress. It does. We traveled to Akure last week, 6.5 to 7.5 back. So, I asked myself the question, if my job is to drive, is transporter, I've shortened my life. Every day, carrying people to Akure, spending that kind of hours on the road. So your health is very important. I'm coming to it. Your health is very critical. Don't neglect, don't be stupid. Let me put it that way. Use your head. That's what the Bible says. Message translation in one. Don't be stupid. Use your head. I'm not calling you stupid. I will never call you stupid. I will never insult. But sometimes the practice of faith that some people practice is stupidity. Don't be stupid. Don't. Your health. Some people know their family history, family health. Maybe you need to change your diet so that you can be here with us for long. We know you are the victorious in Christ, but please pay attention to your health. And then, ninth area, our nation. Maybe you need to ask God for this year, what is my contribution as a citizen of Nigeria? And maybe I have an insight into some of it. Be a good citizen. Obey laws. Obey rules. Pay your tax. Make a decision not to hard to the spread of the corruption that we have in our system. And the Holy Spirit can point your attention to your own side, your own world. And I pray that we will not only see 2021, we will live in the reality of the covenant that we have with God in Jesus' name. Oh, you miss a good place to say amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.